It's all linked together.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I think it is.
Yes, sir. No, we ain't talking about you.
How's John? Is there a Mr. John in here?
I'm about four of them work.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. Did you? I put. Really? Yeah, them's mature. Those are mature birds. We ready? Good evening, everybody, and God bless you. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. I pray that your week has been a wonderful week. I pray that even though you may not have been looking, that when you did, you were able to catch glimpses of God's glory. Just to start out, just to tell you about one today, they've been doing some work over at Dot, in between Dot and Stickleville. And you've been having to wait about 15 minutes, you know, to cross the mountain right there. And so I went out of Jasper and went up that way, and I went to get my gas and my morning drink and all that. And I was there, and a woman in front of me, she was having problems with her card. Ended up, she was putting it in there backwards. But it took her about 3 or 4 minutes to get her stuff paid for. Well, when I come out, her car wouldn't crank. She was an older woman. And I said, well, just go inside and tell them what we're doing, and I'll come around and I'll hook it up and jump you off. Well, I got the jumper cables. Adam was talking with her, and I hooked up the black to black. I know I had did that, but then I looked at my positive, and it was a little corrosive, and I wanted to scrape it off, so I hooked it up to her car, but not mine. And we got to talking, and I went over there and just forgot about it. And I said, well, turn your car on, see if there's any lights showing. And it come on, and it crunk up. But we had prayer and talked about her family and all that, and I don't even remember her name. And you know, I never hooked up red to red. I didn't. I never hooked up red to red. And her car crunk up like it was nobody's business. And I believe that was a divine appointment. I believe God put me there. She was having a bad morning. I had cut up with the woman behind the counter after she had walked out. That car didn't want to be used that day. But just glimpses of God's hand in your life is an awesome, awesome thing. And so tonight we're going to be talking a little bit about prayer services, as I talked about as you turn to Luke chapter 19. But before we get going, I'm going to ask Brother Otis if he would. Thank you, Sister Donna. I love you. This is a glory to God. We'll talk about it in just a second. But I'm going to ask Brother Otis if he would to come and open us up in a word of prayer, and then we're going to begin our singing tonight in page 445. If you're wondering about the books in here, yes, one, they have been sprayed since Sunday morning. They have been sanitized, but also they say a 48-hour period in the book dies on its own. So we just want you to know we're looking out for your health as we're doing that. But Brother Otis, would you come and open us up in prayer? Page 445 in your songbook.
Thank you, Pastor. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Facebook friends. And
amen.
Pray that you've had a good day, a blessed day. It's been a beautiful day. The Lord has made, and every day is beautiful. It's just what we put into it and what we take out of it that makes it beautiful. God gives it to us, and we have to discern from it what we're going to make of it. He's given it to us. So we're just thankful that we have had another day, and I pray that you've had a good day in the Lord and with the Lord. And we have many prayers that's on our heart for sickness and those who have lost loved ones, and some have had surgery. My brother's not on the prayer list, I don't think, but remember Bradley Bowen, my brother. He had needed surgery last week, and he's doing well and has begun therapy. But just continue to remember others as well. And we go to the Lord in prayer and ask him to to bless this service and thank him for this day.
Yes, sir.
Let's pray. Father God, we just come thanking you that you have given us another day.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, that it's been a beautiful day in the physical part of the world. Beautiful sunshine, beautiful temperatures. Lord, but we know every day is not beautiful. To some, it's drudgery because their health or their mental state or whatever might be going on with them is not good. So they don't even look forward to tomorrow. But you know, still you give us the promise of tomorrow. And tomorrow may be our turn to come to you. We don't know. You don't reveal that to us. And we just thank you that you are Lord and you know it all. You see it all. And Lord, you're all powerful. And we just thank you for that. We thank you for each one here tonight and those that are watching in Facebook. We just ask you to be with each one of us, mm-hmm. our church family and our Facebook family and friends, that you continue to watch over us through the service and for our pastor as he stands and teaches tonight. And Lord, we just ask you to continue to bless those who have so many needs, health-wise and financially, spiritually, emotionally. This is a trying time, Lord, for even all of us, even if we're in good health, even if we don't need things, we're still struggling sometimes with all the do's and don'ts and where we can go and where we have to wear the mask or not wear the mask. Lord, it's just taxing on us mentally. And we just ask you to be with us, continue to watch over us, and we know, Lord, that you'll see us through this. You saw Noah through the flood. You saw Moses through the desert. You saw Daniel through the lion's den. Lord, and you saw the Meshach and the Abednego in the fire. You were with them. Where your word says that there's a fourth one in there. Looks like the Son of Man. You're with us, even when we don't think you are. You're surrounding us. Your spirit's within us. And we thank you for it. Again, we thank you for this day and just ask you to be with those that are lost in our communities, in our families, our friends, our neighbors. Mm-hmm. Lord, and you tell us through your word that circumstances sometimes changes hearts and convinces people of their lostness and their wickedness and their being away from you. And we just ask, Lord, not for bad things to happen to them, but that circumstances would reveal to them your mercies and your grace and your love, as you have told us in your word, and we've heard it preached to us through the church and our pastors. God, we just ask you to continue to be with us, watch over us, and guide us with your Holy Spirit, and we thank you for it. For this day, we're thankful, and for the days coming, we're thankful. We ask each blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Otis. All right, if you're able to stand tonight, and the song is Sweet Hour of Prayer, if you're at home and would like for us to sing along with us, I'm hoping that before long we're going to be able to have the words on our Facebook live feed, and that way you'll be able to sing along with us. But it's Sweet Hour of Prayer, page 445. All right, Sister Nancy. Your choice. If you want to see it, see it. If you want to stand, stand. But it's page 451.
That's what
you
said.
Yes, ma'am. Page 451. But did you hear what he said about prayer? Remember, we talked about how faith and hope will pass away, but love will remain on Sunday morning. Listen, prayer, he's saying prayer is going to pass away as well, because we'll be able to talk face to face with our Savior. But love will continue. All right, 451. Something about singing just can make you feel better when you feel down, can't it? All right, Sister Nancy.
Tell
take a load off, y'all. We'll be in the book of Luke, chapter 19, beginning verse 44. It's going to be just a dime before it works. I got to get my escort over here. Here it comes. When you don't be able to be in church together, loving with one another and just talking with one another, and even if you don't get to shake hands, if you don't shake hands, you can still be with one another. It is good to be with you tonight. I was thinking about us today. One of my memories, as you turn to the book of Luke, chapter 19, one of my memories popped up from 2 years ago on Facebook, and it's a picture of us gathered around laying hands on somebody. And I'm going to post it tomorrow because we're going to be back there, praise God. It's not going to be this way forever. We're going to be back together, being able to. But until then, we're going to press on in Jesus' name. As you're turning to the book of Luke, chapter 19, tonight's going to be a very familiar sermon. It's going to be about... Well, as you know, I talked a little bit about it Sunday, that basically I have some sayings that are based on truths that I hold on to, and two of them are here that y'all know very well. Number one, nobody loves you like Jesus. Nobody's done so much for you as Jesus, and if you'll let him, he'll do even greater things. Another one is that the tomb is empty. Praise God, everything that I am, everything that I will be, everything that I hope to be a reality is based on the fact that he rose up on the third day. But then the other one is this. Prayer changes things. Now, my daddy believes in the power of prayer. And if there's one thing he's instilled in me, is that is the power of prayer. Like I said Sunday, prayer changes things. How? I don't know. I have no idea how it changes things. I mean, God is involved and he's commanded me to pray. And it says that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. But there's also something about us being, when we come together in Jesus' name and pray together as the body. And you have the knee bone and the foot bone and the eye and all the different parts coming together in unity praying together. But I want us to go through our prayer list tonight. I want us to talk about why we pray. But we have our, what I would say, just our weekly prayer needs is our base camp is going to be in Luke 19. There's the lost, the backslidden, marriages and the depressed, Eli Stewart, Daisy Richards, Bill Eads, Nick Roden, Dakota McQueen, Sandy Knight, Daniel Jordan, Chris and Jennifer Strange, Eli Stewart, Robbie Jordan, Judy Webb, Ashley Beverly Jr., Tyler and Donna Hodge, David and Felicia Cantrell, Sabrina and Lance Stollard, Angie Farmer, Frank and Mary Garrett, Carol Dishner, Greg Bartlett, Sabrina and Lance, Barb Cope, Darlene Porter, Courtney Hall, Rhonda Bryant, Jalen and Scott Bledsoe, Jeanette Carter, Linda Jordan, Jerry Flannery, David Starnes, Jesse Bull, and Pam Stravarsky, Jim Lamb, Nicholas Patrick, Merle Edwards, Tom Graham, Betty Gilbreth, William and Don Daniels, Mary Snodgrass, Celia and Frank Pennington, Sheila Stanley, Jay and Ruby Keck, Cindy Osborne, Faye Hill, Ruth Roten, Lottie Johnson, Alma Bowen, Phyllis and Hoyt Bledsoe, Liza Fletcher, Sister Henrietta Roach, Margaret and Chet Wheeler, Wilma Jean Tomlinson, Wilma Williams, Linda Jackson, Celeste LeBlanc, John Carmine, Duffield's First Responders. And then we know that there's the election coming up in November. There's a lot of unspoken. But I want to read this scripture out of the book of Luke, and we're going to close out in prayer, and I hope around the altar tonight. I hope the Spirit will lead. And even if you don't end up on the altar, I hope that you feel led to pray where you're at, even if it's one just thank you, Lord, for being here. But if the Spirit doesn't lead you to do it, then don't do it. But if he is, then be willing to do it, okay? But listen to what it says here in the book of Luke, chapter 19, beginning in verse 45. It says, and he, meaning Jesus, went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein, and them that bought, saying unto them, it is written that my house shall be a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him. And they could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. But what we see here, and you've heard me talk about this before, but that the house of God, the place of worship, is intended to be a place of prayer. Now, one, we see that with the physical four walls of the temple. But also think about it now, we who are under the new covenant that have the Holy Spirit living in us, we are the temple now. We are the house of God that He dwells. His literal Spirit lives within us. And we should be a people of prayer. And so when you put that together, we see the emphasis that God has on the need and the privilege of His people praying. And you know what? As I got ready for tonight again today, it's kind of like same song, different verse. For the first half of the day, I wrote a ceremony for a wedding. And the second half of the day, I prepared for a funeral. And I put those together, and it's just been a trying time. But a few weeks ago, I said in a sermon, since March, God, it had been 7 months since I did a funeral. And then all of a sudden we've seen all these things. Well, guess what? Since the middle of September, and you can think about Awana as well and some other things around here, we made the decision to be more offensive when it comes to COVID-19 and the virus. That we want to be able to do more. We want to be together more. We had the 27th of September, I believe it was, when we had the kickoff day. Everybody gathered out there. Then the next week we kicked it off. And we also began to come back into church on Wednesday mornings. On Wednesday nights and on Sunday mornings. And you know what? We did this because we believe in Matthew 16:18, where it says, "And Jesus also said unto Peter that you are a rock, and I will build my church, and the forces of hell will not prevail against it." You see, when you become offensive about Christ Jesus and the gospel and making much of the kingdom, the devil does not like it. And we had been living in a period of blessedness before that. That 7 months, praise God, He had brought us through a lot of things. But then, guess what happened? We began to be, and you know what? The season changed. It's been a difficult season for us as individuals. But then, I want you to listen to these things. October the 1st, 4th was when we had our services back in here. We had kicked Awana off there at the same time. And it was around that time that also Brother K. Jesse began to push his pairs and spares class that he was trying to grow it. And listen to what's happened since then. Now, there has been this right here. This is a $5,000 donation from Komatsu to the Hope Center that God has given us. There's been babies that's been born. There's been relationships that have been blessed. I've married one couple and getting ready to marry another couple. But then there's other stuff. The week leading up to October 4th, Miss June Jesse passed away. Remember? On October 7th, Christy Love Bledsoe went to be with the Lord. Last week, Sister Vanessa's mother fell and broke her hip, and then Saturday had to have surgery on it. Also last week, Sister Jean Rasnick's brother-in-law, Eunice Rasnick, passed away, and that's the funeral that we'll be having tomorrow. And then yesterday, Sister Vanessa's mother had to be put into a rehab facility, like nursing home there, where there's social distancing. And some of you are living in that right now, you know. And then also, Mr. Bobby Lee Jesse didn't get the best of report. He had to go to the ER in the midst of all that and all that's going on. You see, as we begin to try to do more for the Lord and be impactful, the devil's coming against us. He's fighting. And remember, we talked about it the Sunday before, that we have a faith that's going to give us the ability to live in this weird world that's out there and everything that's coming and the awkwardness of the world in which we live in. And you know what? I'd say that people have been finding being back in church awkward. Because we've already living in a time where it makes us feel real to one another. And how do we respond? How do we act? Well, what's one of the most socially awkward topics in the world? Religion. That is one of the most socially awkward. And then think about this. Not only being in the same place to worship, but then to pray again where others can hear you. You see, there's something about praying. That's why the devil has fought the ability for us to pray. And so tonight, I want us to look at these things and I want us to understand. I just want to see why, and this is one of those that, as it says over in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1, I stir up your mind into remembrance. You're going to hear me preach on prayer. You'll probably, if I stay here for 10 years, you're going to hear this sermon at least once a year, okay? Because the need for corporate prayer is massive. And the need for private prayer is massive. But listen, Christ told us that with the house of God. That was the first point right there. Why do we need to get together and pray every now and then? Why doesn't the preacher need to preach every time or we need to sing every time? One, because Jesus said, my house shall be a house of prayer. Amen. And then there's another one in Acts chapter 4, verse 31 and following. It says, and when they had prayed, the place where they were shaken were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness, and the multitude of them that believed were of one mind and of one soul. And what it shows is that not only does Christ tell us to pray together, but when we do pray together, it brings us in the same place. Amen? It brings unity. But then not only that, it helps the preaching. And my goodness, if you've got a preacher that needs help preaching. But listen to what it says. Ephesians 6:18. Pray always with prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto all prayer and supplications for all saints. And for me, that utterances may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. What did he say? Pray for me so that I can be up to the task. I recognize, just as Paul recognized, that in and of ourselves we're sinners and we don't have the ability nor the right to be even preaching about this mystery. So if it's going to be accomplished, then it must be done by the power of the Holy Spirit. Not only that, it is commanded by Christ. It brings unity. It helps the preaching, but it also counters conflict. Really, how many times have you ever been mad with somebody and said, let's just stop and pray right now? I promise you this, there's no point in praying if you're just going to stay mad. And you're not going to feel like praying. I've been to the point in my life where somebody offered to pray and I said, no, give me a minute. You know? Because you can't come into the presence of God angry. Not a God that's been so good and so gracious to us. And then, listen, Mark chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, it said, and when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. He says if we're really going to get down to praying, get real about our praying, then we're going to have to forgive one another. And then lastly, prayer changes things. James chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So the need for unified prayer. There's times that there needs to be preaching. There's times that there needs to be singing. But we clearly see that there needs to be times of coming together and praying. And I want to talk to you on Facebook just for a moment, because in a moment, I'm going to ask Brother Otis to begin us in a word of prayer, and then I'm going to ask people, whether they be on the altar or whether they be in their pew, I'm going to ask them to pray. Now, you may want to focus in on your prayer and stay together with us, but if you don't, just bear with us. I'm going to end up closing this up in prayer, but maybe you might just want to click off and go to your prayer closet for a minute. And just get along with the Lord. But what we're going to do right now is I'm going to open it up to prayer needs and prayer requests. And then I'm going to ask Brother Otis to begin us in prayer. And then if you have just a praise, maybe it's just a praise. Dear Lord Jesus, together with my brothers and sisters, I just give you praise tonight. And that's all it is. And then after a few moments, we'll close it out. I'll close it out in a closing word of prayer. But I do want to read this as we go. And again, we do need to remember the Raznick, the Jesse, the Miss Vanessa's maiden name. I can't remember. What's her mama's name? Martha? Wilma Bishop. Wilma Bishop family, just a lot going on there. But it says thank you. No one knows how precious a church family is until you need them. Thank you so much for the food, prayer, friendship, but most importantly, the love you have shown us. God bless you, the family of June Jesse, Brother Kay, Vanessa, and family. All right, do we have any prayer needs tonight that we need to lift up? I'll try to, and those of you on Facebook, when they give them to me, I'm going to put them out there. So we'll let you know when we're going to go into our time of prayer, all righty? Any prayer needs? Yep, I thought it was coming. Has he? Is Brother Wayne feeling bad? Okay, all right, I got you. Anyone else? Bradley, brother, I remember you mentioned Brother Bradley. Anyone else? We will be getting back to our study of Solomon and Proverbs. But also, don't forget, we're going to try to continue once a month. I'm getting with Brother Tim and Brother Scott that we'll do the once a month, what does the Bible say about it, topic study there. So, but we'll keep you updated on when not to be here, okay? But we're thinking about rotating it from church to church. And so, just keep praying for that. Any other prayer needs? Pray for Sunday morning and invite Sunday morning. Also, as you're thinking about prayer needs, October the 25th, Brother Adam Sweeney is going to be preaching the morning service. Brother Wayne's going to be carrying our night service. So come and be a part of that. Any other announcements? Anything with Awana, Sister Tammy? I know. Amen. I know. Yeah. Amen. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And we are thankful for our Awana workers and all this. Amen. Amen. We are appreciative. And for those that are working on our computers, Brother Ken, Brother Rick working back there at the front doors and all that we're doing, we're the devil. He's coming against us as we're trying to get engaged a little bit more, but God is good. And lift up those families. Any other prayer needs? All righty. I'm going to ask Brother Otis, if he would, to come and lead us in a word of prayer. You at home, you're more than blessed to stay with us. Brother Otis will be praying. He'll be able to be heard. I'll be able to be back heard. But others in here, if you're being led to the altar tonight, or maybe you're being led to pray where you're at, and like I said, maybe it's just the word, thank you, Jesus, or help me, Jesus, or something very simple. But after a few moments, after Brother Otis is done, I'll close this out as I feel the Spirit leading. Brother Otis.
Father God, we come again just thanking you so much for tonight, for your word that you've given us, a direction to lead us through life. And Father, we just ask you continue to bless us as a church, as a church body. You tell us, Brother Paul writes in the word that the body is made of many parts, and one part depends on the other, and one part is as important as another. And the church body is the same way. We have many parts in our church body, many people that make up our church, but all are important. And Father, we just ask you to continue to be with those who can't be here. Lord, some that are afraid of the virus because they have health issues that would compromise them. And Father, we just so many things that are on our hearts to pray for. And I can't name all of them because I'd forget some of them. But you know our hearts, you know us much better than we know ourselves. You know what we'll be doing tomorrow. We don't even know that sometimes. We have plans, but they don't work out. But you know, you're all-knowing, you're all-powerful, and you're all-loving. You prove that love by giving us a Savior to go to the cross and die and take our sins, past sins, present sins, and future sins away, never to be remembered, never to be called up again. Father, we just need to do the same thing. We don't need to let Satan take us back to sins of the past and beat us up with them about, well, do you know how you used to be? Don't you remember? That's his ploy sometimes. God, we know that. We know how Satan works. Your word says he's like a lion traveling up and down through the earth, seeking whom he may devour. And Lord, we just see every day so much of a sign of Satan at hand and working. But we know you're at hand and working as well. You're always there. You're always present. You're always powerful. You're always waiting on us to call upon you. And we just thank you that you hear our prayers. Not because we're good, not because we're perfect, not because we're a Christian, but because you love us. You love us. You love us first. You loved us before we even knew you. And you still love us, knowing what we are and how we have been. You still love us. You didn't reject us. You don't reject us. You don't turn us away. You tell us to come unto you if we're heavy laden with burdens and trials and tribulations and stress. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're bringing our burdens to you, our church burdens, our family burdens, our neighbor burdens, our friend burdens, the lost burdens of those that are lost and away from you. And God, we just thank you for hearing our prayers. We just thank you for being a loving God that will listen and, Lord, act upon what we request, yes, no, or later. But just thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and for loving us another day.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Even now, is at your right hand. Father, we just thank you so very much. May we all just stand firm in the faith of God. May we look out.
Anyone, just speak the name of Jesus, maybe. Heavenly Father, Lord, it is in the name of Jesus that we come before you. Lord, we're reminded there is something about that name. The demons flee. Death has no authority. Lord Jesus, the stars stay where they're at. The sun or the planets orbit the sun, all because of that name in the right way. And so, God, we come to you tonight saying, blessed be the name of the Lord. And that we have a wonderful Savior, we have a good, good Father, and we have the most powerful Spirit, the Spirit that conquered death living within us. And Lord God, we want your message. We want Jesus to go forth. We thank you for the Awana and the hunger that's in the children. We thank you for the people that's been here in the past few Sundays, those that's watching us on Facebook, Heavenly Father, Lord. And God, I know I thank of the families as we consider the Bishop family and the Jesse family and the Rasnick family and the Roach family. And Lord, we know that those are physical issues at paramount events, Heavenly Father, Lord. But God, we're all fighting our own battles. We're all fighting our own. The devil's coming against us, and Lord, we're in our own seasons. But God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that you've made some promises that you'd never leave us nor forsake us, that you provide for us, that you would meet our needs. And Lord, that your ways are bigger than our imaginations. So Lord, I pray for strength where strength is needed. As we studied last week, Lord, there's a season and a purpose. There's a time to grow. There's a time to give birth. There's a time to mourn. There's a time to celebrate. There's a time to gather stones and to throw stones. And whatever season today my brothers and sisters are in, as I pray for them on a daily basis, and Lord, those that are watching tonight, whatever season they're in, one, I pray that Jesus be real to them tonight. I pray the power of the Holy Spirit rise up within them. And again, whatever the season is, give them the ability to press through it in victory. And so, God, we thank you for letting us be together tonight. You know what we all have facing. But, Lord, we just together declare there is no God like our God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jehovah Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And, Lord, the soon coming groom to get his bride. We ain't waiting on nothing. He could come back and call us home at any moment. So let us be expecting as a good bride. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Those of you that's here, Sister Julie, good to see you tonight. Good to worship with you. Sister Pam, Sister Jessie Bull, I ain't forgot you. I'm going to get with you. It's been one of those weeks. Sister Ruth Roten, thank you for calling me and giving me your number. Now you are programmed in my phone. But if you have a prayer need, post it on our Facebook feed. Also, nobody loves you like Jesus. Nobody's done so much for you as Jesus. And if you'll let him, he'll do even greater things than you can imagine. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday.
Thank you, Brother Rick. DJ Rick Nash. In the back.